For the most part, we see this phenomenon in abused or abandoned children. Lack of bonding, however, can happen in good households, too. It's just not as common. Good parents have bad kids? Sanders asked, and rolled his eyes to show his opinion. Quincy wasn't fazed. Absolutely. A mother suffers from severe postpartum depression and is unable to meet her infant's needs. Or the newborn suffers from a painful medical condition, and it's not in his mother's power to meet his needs. Or the newborn simply isn't amenable to bonding. No matter how hard the mother tries, the baby pulls away. It's rare, but it happens. So yes, good parents can end up with one child who is very social and one child who is very antisocial. Sanders gave Quincy another dubious look.
I don't buy it, he said bluntly. You're saying these kids are little freaking psychopaths from birth. Well, if that's the case, why doesn't anyone notice? Why do all the headlines read, Normal Boy Kills 10?
Think Ted Bundy, Rainey offered conversationally. Everyone thought he was a handsome, charming man. Only problem was that he raped and murdered young girls as a hobby. Oops.
Exactly, Quincy said,
and gave her an approving nod. Rainey found herself smiling back. The Fed had warm blue eyes when he smiled like that. Dazzling Paul Newman eyes.
Still sounds like psychobabble to me, Sanders was harumphing. The kids are murderers. End of story. The best solution is to lock them up and throw away the key.
Age doesn't matter. Quincy asked mildly. He was still looking at Rainey. Belatedly, they both returned their attention to the salad.
Nope, Sanders said. If the kid is capable of doing the act, he's capable of paying the price.
Quincy shrugged, obviously less convinced. He stabbed another bite of salad, then surprised both Rainey and Sanders by saying,
Maybe.
God knows I've seen some things.
He paused.
Some kids are dangerous, he said finally, more forcefully. Some of the youths I've interviewed probably are beyond all help, let alone our ability to imagine. But not all of them are like that. And our legal system is based on the philosophy that we'd let 100 guilty men go free before sending one innocent man away.
It seems clear to me, then, that we have an obligation to try to identify which youths are amenable to rehabilitation. Not to simply lump all offenders together, then ship them out of sight.